Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Tuesday, June 30th. Today is Social Media Day, celebrating the technology that allows us to receive breaking news, share community events, look at somebody's lunch, and argue with a stranger before we've finished our first cup of coffee. Oh, the greatest invention of all time. Coffee, I mean, not social media. Today's Eastern Sierra Now news is brought to you by Bishop Veterinary Hospital. Coming up today, a major water main project is bringing closures and detours to West Line Street in Bishop. The Inyo County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to accept certified election results. Mammoth Lakes continues offering a $20,000 reward in a suspected arson investigation, and fire restrictions remain in effect throughout the region. We'll also have your community calendar, three-day weather forecast. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Construction is beginning on the City of Bishop's West Line Street Water Main Replacement Project. The project is expected to continue through September and will be completed by DG Construction Incorporated of Clovis. A hard closure of West Line Street between Main Street and Fowler Street is expected during the month of July, with posted detours directing traffic around the construction area. The project will replace an aging 8-inch water main with more than 20,000 feet of new 12-inch water main between Main Street and Home Street. Crews will also install new service connections, valves, and water meters, along with isolation valves between Home Street and Mountain View Road. Typical work hours will be Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The construction will affect traffic on the west side of Main Street and require full road closures during some phases of the project. Access to businesses will be maintained whenever possible, but drivers and pedestrians should use caution and take alternate routes when available. Temporary water service interruptions will also be necessary. Affected customers will receive at least 24 hours notice. For more information, contact Bishop Public Works at 760-873-8458 or publicworks@cityofbishop.ca.gov. Election counting continues around California, with statewide results scheduled to be certified on July 10th. Inyo County Elections certified its local results on June 25th. The Inyo County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to formally accept those results at today's meeting and declare the candidates elected and or selected to advance to the November election. For the first Inyo County Superior Court judge position, Dana Chrome received 60.65% of the vote. For the second judicial position, Stephen Place received 75.73% of the vote. For Inyo County Supervisor in the first district, Trina Oral received 58.63% of the vote. For Inyo County Supervisor in the third district, there will be a runoff on this in November. Scott Marshland received 42.57% of the vote, and Stephen Orihuela received 38.53%. The Town of Mammoth Lakes and Mammoth Lakes Fire Protection District are offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of whoever may be responsible for a suspected arson fire. The fire was reported June 23rd on Meridian Boulevard across from the Volcom Brothers Skate Park. Officials say the incident shares similarities with suspicious fires reported near Minaret Vista last year. Anyone with information, no matter how small, is encouraged to call the tip line at 760-309-3370. Anonymous tips are welcome. Anyone witnessing an active fire or suspicious incident should call 911 immediately. Stage 1 seasonal fire restrictions remain in effect across much of the Eastern Sierra. Restrictions have been announced by the Bureau of Land Management, Inyo National Forest, and Humboldt-Toyabe National Forest. The Mono County Sheriff has also issued restrictions covering public and private lands in Mono County. Dispersed campfires and charcoal barbecues are prohibited except in agency-provided fire rings or grills at designated developed recreation sites. Fires are completely prohibited at Mono County developed recreation sites under the Sheriff's order. Smoking is restricted to enclosed vehicles or buildings, developed recreation sites, or areas at least 3 feet in diameter that have been cleared of flammable materials. Recreational target shooting is prohibited on BLM land. Fireworks and pyrotechnic devices are prohibited on public lands. Vehicles should remain on designated roads and cleared surfaces and should never be parked or driven over dry grass or brush. If you want to know more about that, look up Johnny Cash and the Condors. Trust me, you're going to find that fascinating. Portable stoves and lanterns using pressurized fuel may still be used with a valid California campfire permit when equipped with a shutoff valve. To report a fire restriction violation, call the Mono County Sheriff's non-emergency line 760-932-7549 extension 7. If you see smoke or an active fire, call 911. Visit EasternSierraNow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for breaking news, interviews, videos, and community information. You'll be stoked that you did. Six people escaped without major injuries after their van caught fire in Death Valley National Park on June 20th. The group was traveling west on State Route 190 and climbing Towns Pass when the driver noticed the vehicle overheating. After stopping, they saw smoke and flames coming from the engine compartment at approximately 5:20 p.m. The occupants attended to extinguish the fire using two fire extinguishers, but were unsuccessful. Temperatures were around 108 degrees as personnel from National Park Service, California Highway Patrol, and Beatty Volunteer Fire Department responded. The van and its attached trailer were destroyed. Park officials noted that although the extinguishers could not stop the fire, bringing them was still a good safety decision. Animals don't always schedule their problems during regular business hours. You ever notice that? They wait until you're already late, the car is low on gas, and you're wearing the one shirt you didn't want covered in fur. Whether it's a routine visit or an animal that has once again made a questionable personal decision, Bishop Veterinary Hospital helps Eastern Sierra families care for the animals that share their homes, ranches, and lives. Bishop Veterinary Hospital, because pets are family, even when the family member eats things off the ground and refuses to explain why. Now back to the news. 100 Women Who Care Eastern Sierra has awarded a $10,000 donation to the Indigenous Wild Horse Society. The organization was selected during the Giving Circle's quarterly meeting. The Indigenous Wild Horse Society works to protect wild horse family bands and preserve the cultural relationship between Indigenous people, horses, and the land through education, conservation, and community involvement. The donation will support wild horse protection, public education, and stewardship. A portion of the funding may also support specialized training in the use of DART-administered contraceptives as a humane population management tool. White Bark Institute is awarding $75,000 to 18 organizations through its 2026 Community Directed Grant Program. The program supports local projects intended to reduce wildfire risk and strengthen community resilience through Inyo and Mono counties. Fuels reduction grants were awarded to Sierra Paradise, Meadow Creek 1 HOA Firewise, Aspen Spring Firewise, Starlight Firewise, and the Big Pine Civic Club. Community defensible space and greenways projects include Mammoth Slopes Firewise, Holiday Knolls Firewise, Pine Glade Association, and Crowley Lake Juniper Plus Firewise. Evacuation readiness funding went to Mono City Firewise and Mono Basin Fire Safe Council, the Bishop Paiute Tribe, and Sunny Slopes Firewise. Emergency equipment infrastructure and training grants were awarded to the Paradise, Bridgeport, Mono City, June Lake, Long Valley, and Aspendale South Fork Fire Departments. The Neighborhood Waste Project are expected to serve more than 600 residences. This is the final year of funding currently provided through Edison International, and White Bark Institute says it is looking for additional funding to continue the program. The Death Valley Natural History Association is seeking applicants for its board of directors. Board members help guide efforts supporting Death Valley, Ash Meadows, and the surrounding region. The position includes occasional video or telephone meetings and two or three in-person gatherings annually. The association is especially interested in applicants with experience in accounting, law, retail, or other skills that could support the organization. Applicants must be members or willing to become members. More information is available at dvnha.org under the board section or by emailing director at dvnha.org. A quick reminder, Eastern Sierra Now offers sponsorship opportunities across our website, mobile app, social media, audio news, interviews, and video programming. Local businesses and organizations can support independent Eastern Sierra News while reaching audiences throughout Inyo and Mono communities. Contact Eastern Sierra Now at tbaker at EasternSierraNow.com. We'd love to bring you on board. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. At Copper Top, the hardest part of dinner is deciding between ribs and tri-tip. After that, somebody else has already done all the work. Trust me, all the work is amazing. Have you had the sides at Copper Top. That's something I don't really talk about. I sort of shy away from for one reason or another. But the truth is, oh my God, that mac and cheese, you cannot beat it. Their beans, oh man, now I'm just hungry. You need to go to coppertopbarbecue.com and check them out for yourself. Trust me on that. All right, summer matinees continue at Bishop Twin Theater. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is showing today, Wednesday, and Thursday, 11 a.m. Same-day tickets are $3, or a $15 pass provides unlimited admission to the summer series. The Mammoth Wednesday Market takes place tomorrow from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bar Sierra at Outbound Mammoth. This weekly market features local farmers, ranchers, food producers, and makers. The farm-to-table market returns to Bishop United Methodist Church Thursday, beginning at 4 p.m. The marketing includes fresh produce, local food, garden goods, handmade items, live music, and culinary experience with Chef Christine Kidd. Volunteer information is available at esfarmfresh.org. A guided wildlife tour will be offered at Valentine Reserve Friday from 9:30 a.m. to noon. The tour will explore local wildlife, including coyotes, black bears, mule deer, and mountain beavers. Registration is required through the Valentine Reserve website. Laws Railroad Museum will offer rides on its 1927 Death Valley Brill Car Saturday and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Museum admission is by donation, with $10 suggested for adults. Train rides are $8 for adults, $4 for children ages 4 through 17, and free for children younger than 4. Live music Sundays continue at Cardinal Village Sunday from noon to 3 p.m. Admission is free, and this week's featured performer is the Bishop Jazz Combo. Guests are encouraged to bring a chair, hat, and sun protection. Now, here's your three-day Eastern Sierra weather outlook. In Bishop and the Owens Valley, Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 88 and an overnight low of 56. Wednesday, be mostly sunny with a high of 90, low of 56. Thursday, sunny, warmer, high of 93, low of 58. Mammoth Lakes, Tuesday will be partly cloudy and windy, slight chance of light rain, and a high near 69 and a low of 38. Wednesday will be clear and breezy with a high near 70 and a low of around 41. Thursday, remain clear and windy with a high near 72 and a low of 43. Southwest winds could gust into the 30-mile-per-hour range in the high country. Dry vegetation and gusty winds mean residents and visitors should continue following all posted fire restrictions. That's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Tuesday, June 30th. Thank you again to Bishop Veterinary Hospital for sponsoring today's newscast. For more local news, interviews, events, weather, and road information, visit EasternSierraNow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, and follow us on social media and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a safe Tuesday. Watch for road closures, follow the fire restrictions, and remember, on social media day, not every thought needs to become a comment.